a worker on is changing almost by the day. Here to discuss this is Dr. Arlene Diamond, an internationally recognized leadership, management, professional development, and organizational development consultant specializing in people and processes in the workplace. Dr. Diamond, welcome to Trending Today. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, and thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here, Dr. Diamond. It's a pleasure to speak with you. And this is a very topical subject with everything changing. How has the workplace changed in, say, the past 20 years as far as how sexual harassment is tolerated?
Well, yeah, it's kind of interesting because if you go back 20, maybe 30 years, people were more formal. I can remember when I first started working being, you know, referred to by my last name as opposed to first name.
Mm-hmm.
And we evolved into more and more casual conversations, casual relationships. And to a certain extent, we've gone overboard. So we went from formal to informal. That's good, I suppose. But the other thing that's happened is that the more women have come into power, and by that I mean holding management higher, you know, higher level positions, the less those people who are bullied, and I see that only as a small percent of the population, by the way,
mm-hmm.
the less they, you know, they bully. So what's happening now is kind of an interesting dynamic in that women are coming forward. I'm not so sure all of them are truthful, but nevertheless, women are coming forward, which is allowing the more vulnerable young girls, young boys who have been exploited in the past and hid it. It's now given them permission to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we're going to see is that a lot of this exploitive bullying behavior is going to stop.
You think it's going to go away?
Yeah, there's always jerks. It's never going to completely go away. But I think that the good old boys stuff, the boys will be boys stuff, will diminish considerably.
I hope so. It's kind of an embarrassing trend that we've seen, and many of us have experience with it. We've seen it. We've witnessed it. Maybe we've been victimized. I mean, there's some people out there who have actually done it, and they're probably recognizing that in themselves and going, you know, maybe I shouldn't have acted like that. And it's like, yeah, people need to behave themselves. And it's too bad that it's taken all these people coming out like they have to make this movement change. But if that's what it takes, that's what we have to do. And I think it's a move in the right direction.
Yeah, and I think something you just said is really super important, which is it's allowing people to look at themselves and say, well, you know what? I was that jerk. I don't have to be that jerk.
Right. That's true. Do you think that men and women are equally scrutinized for their behavior in the office?
Oh, no. Not at all. No, I think we're at, you know, kind of the seesaw swings too far. I think we're at a point right now where men are afraid to breathe, and women get away with a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been involved in cases where I've been brought in to investigate or deal with an allegation of sexual harassment where the person in HR was a full-breasted woman wearing a low, loose peasant blouse. And, you know, you see everything she had when she bent over.
Mm.
So she was the most uptight of all the people around. So it's kind of a weird combination of things.
Sure is. And so nowadays, and I think this has been going on for a little bit of time, but it's probably best not to compliment a coworker on their physical appearance. I mean, oh, nice hair, nice dress. It's probably best to avoid those types of compliments.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the first thing that people need to be aware of is that we have to be overly cautious right now because of the climate. And so, you know, compliment the work, compliment the presentation. Don't offer the kinds of compliments you would not offer one of your male coworkers.
Hmm.
I mean, men, you know, it's very rare that a man's going to say to another man, gee, I like that shirt.
Right. I think people need to watch out how they speak too, whether they're telling, you know, maybe off-color jokes or maybe they're teasing coworkers a little bit. You know, you see that kind of banter going on in offices. But now I think people need to be a little bit more wary of what they're saying, how they're saying it, just so that the coworkers are not feeling uncomfortable. We wouldn't want that to be misconstrued. You know, say, oh, I was just kidding around. Well, sometimes kidding around is not appropriate in the workplace. What do you think of that, Dr. Diamond? I think we're still having trouble with her phone, unfortunately. Okay, well, we're speaking with Dr. Diamond. Dr. Arlene Diamond, she's an internationally recognized leadership, management, professional development, and organizational development consultant specializing in people processes in the workplace, and she is with us today. We're having a little bit of trouble with the phone. I'm sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate your patience with us. We're going to go on to our next guest. Dr. Diamond, if you can hear us, thank you so much for joining us on Trending Today. I'm sorry our phones didn't work today, but we'll talk to you another time. Let's move on to our next guest, please.